We bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, today, Trinity welcomes to the rite of confirmation these young people who have made confession of their faith. Help us all to see that day when we too stood before your altar and we made that same confession and that confirmation rite. It is a day to remember. It is a day to also search. And so today we come celebrating that life and that direction you have given to each of these young people. And so we come in your name. Amen. So you three, you made it this far, right? Now, was this so bad so far? I thought you did a great job. You read your papers, you read those lessons. You've done well. So today is confirmation day. It's a day for all of us to celebrate, to talk about who we are as God's people. And you know, and I was trying to put this message together for you this morning, I was thinking, there's three of you. You have three verses. And so I looked at those verses. And as I read through those verses, I thought, wow, right here is a message we need to talk about. I have to say that those verses, when I first read them, Josh, you have a verse that's oftentimes used in confirmation. You two have verses that I don't think I've ever used them in a confirmation, okay? Well, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Because if you think about it, each of those verses have something to say to us. For instance, Chloe, we'll start with you. All right? Your verse. But from there you will seek the Lord your God and you will find him if you search after him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And I thought about that for a moment. I've got to know you a little bit. And I thought, that's a good verse for her. Yes. You need to search after him, and he is the foundation. And think about the words of your text. From there, well, where's the from there? It's right here, right now, right? As you take this step from there, where's it going to lead you? You have a whole life ahead of you. All of you do, right? You hope so. Don't look at me so seriously, Kenyon, really. Yeah. We have this long life ahead of us. From there, you will seek the Lord. I've seen that in each of you as you have sought the Lord in various ways in your life. Now it's confirmation day. So you all said it. Is today the end of that? No, you all said it. It's not. This is just a step on the journey of life. And you need to what? As your text says, search. You're going to be challenged. Life will throw you lots of challenges. Search after him. Who's the him? Yes, Christ, our Heavenly Father. We need to search after him. With what? All of our heart and all of our mind. See, she's got it memorized. Yeah, with all of our heart, with all of our mind. As I listened to your papers, you all reflected some of that in your words as you shared with the congregation this morning. You see, that's what it's all about. It is about remembering what God has done for us, and then it's searching. All of us are on a search through life. There are a lot of things that are going to challenge us in this life, right? You talked about it. You talked about some of the challenges that will come up in our life. As we take that journey, think about it. Canyon, your verse. I found to be a very interesting verse. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as a day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. How many times have we heard the phrase, a thousand years are like one day with God? Because with God, he's infinite. Therefore, it's hard for us to understand that whole phrase. And yet we say it with one day. 1,000 years is but one day with the Lord, right? Have you ever been impatient? Josh, you immediately shook your head, yes. All right, well, I can do that too, because we all have that, don't we? You know what? All these people sitting here probably have to deal with the reality of sometimes we're not very patient. Right?
Right.
Yeah, see? Because it's difficult to be patient. We live in a world where we want what? Instant gratification. That's become the culture in which we live. I want it yesterday. Oh, I mean, today. Most of us wish we had it yesterday. That's the reality. Sometimes we're very impatient. That's why your text is a really good one. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness. Think about it. How long ago was Jesus on this earth? You guys all know the answer to that question. You don't have to whisper. 2,000 years ago. Yeah. 2,000 years ago. That's a long time. Lots of things have happened. You know that? We think of our country as being an old country, but guess what? It's not. It's one of the young ones, actually. If you go to Europe sometime, you'll find out that where I come from, my home place was 1603. Okay? Still stands there. But that's a long time ago, I think. But in God's eyes, how long is that? But a moment. Think about that. So your verse is really a kind of neat verse, because our God is very patient with us. You need to remember that, because sometimes it's easy for us to lose patience, because I know that's a big problem for me. I get very impatient sometimes in my life. And then you got to be reminded, think about your God. Look at what he has to deal with when he deals with me. And he better be very patient, because I probably put him to the test far too many times than I'd like to admit. We all do that. And so we need to be reminded that, you know, God is very patient with us. There's another important thing. Not wishing that what? Any should perish. Good, I'm glad you remembered your verse. That any should perish. Think about that. What is God's desire for his creation? What is his desire for all of his creation? Eternal life. That's right. He would like it that every one of us would be saved. That doesn't happen. But that's what his desire is. That's what God wants for us. That's what's neat about your verse. He desires that no one perish, but that all repent and be saved. That's a great verse to have in your life and to think about as you go through life. Because your confirmation verses should all be that, something that stays with you throughout your life. And then we come to Josh's verse. Now, Josh has a verse that I think has probably been in many of my confirmation classes, because there's always somebody who loves that verse. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because why? Josh, I didn't mean to catch you off guard. I am not ashamed of the gospel. What's your verse say? What? For it is, yes. All right, yes. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of what? Salvation for all who believe. And we are neither Jew nor Greek. It's for everyone. Yeah. So that includes everyone who's here with us today, right? It includes each one of you as you make your commitment today. It's the power of what we are really all about when we worship or do anything, because it is what God has done for us. The power of the gospel is what? His What did he do for you? He died, yeah. There it is, the empty tomb we have right in front of us, right? What's that remind us of? That Jesus suffered, died, and rose again. Yeah. There's the good news. There's the gospel. And we should never be ashamed of it, right? Yeah. You know, when we used to do this, when we have installed pastors, we always had a verse. We'd lay our hands on them and use a verse. Your verse is one I love to use a lot of times. We should never be ashamed of the gospel. I don't care who we are. We should never be ashamed because it's God's message to us about what he has done about sin, death, and the devil. And in the gospel, we have what? Forgiveness and life, right? So in your three verses, we have this wonderful message right here today for all of us. It's a powerful message that you guys are providing for us with those verses you chose for your confirmation today. Now, you all said it, and it's hard to do. You know, I can still remember my confirmation day. I can still remember sitting where you guys are. I know, it's hard to believe because it's 60 years ago. But, you know, I still remember that because that's how important this day is in our lives. And it's an important day for you and your families to celebrate with you. And you know what? You're going to get lots of challenges through life. And there'll be lots of times when you fall flat on your face. And who's going to pick you up? God is. That's right. God is going to be there for you. You need to remember that throughout the journey of life. Because the journey of life, we never know how long we're going to live. But that journey is all of these steps. And as you said it, confirmation is just one step. Back in the 70s, there was a book called Passages. The Passages of Life. That's what you're doing. This is just one of those passages for each of you today and your families. So I hope you will take those confirmation verses. Think about it. And like I told you last night, take those papers that you wrote. Put them somewhere. And in 5 years from now or 10 years from now, reread those. Think about what you said on this day in 2022. Okay? Because I think that's important for you to remember what this day is all about. And so, today we celebrate with you. We come together. And it's that time. We'll join now in saying the Nicene Creed. And then we're going to have you step up and we're going to have the rite of confirmation. Okay? So, let us all rise as we join together in the Nicene Creed.